This month is the deadline for property owners in downtown Utica to accept their purchase offers from the Mohawk Valley Health System as the company clears the way for its new hospital. One of those buildings has been sold, but not to MVHS. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, the transaction is part of one hospital opponent's plan to resist the new hospital by any means necessary.
The building at 442 Lafayette Street in downtown Utica is in disrepair. Some of the windows are boarded up and the exterior is fading away. It's the very type of vacant eyesore that Utica leaders are looking forward to replacing with the Mohawk Valley Health System's new $480 million hospital. But it's now become a pawn in one group's voracious fight to stop the construction of that hospital in downtown.
I made an offer, it's been accepted, and I will be enemy number one. Because I think this is wrong.
That's Brett Truitt, one of the founders of the project's opposition group, No Hospital Downtown. He says the plan is to restore the building so he can open a business there. But Truitt also purchased the property to reject MVH's offer and challenge in court their right to take the building through eminent domain. In a statement, MVHS says they are committed to working with each property owner throughout this process. But that may be challenging, since many property owners like Truitt have no intention of working with them at all. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.